AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russia's vetoed a UN resolution effectively ending the work of a UN panel that monitors enforcement of North Korea's nuclear sanctions. Sagar Magani has reaction.
The sanctions themselves will stay in place, but the Russian veto means the panel's mandate will end next month.
Russia's been violating these sanctions, of course, for some time.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Moscow's imported weapons from North Korea for use in Ukraine, and Western allies say Russia's veto was a bid to shield that.
Today's vote will only embolden the DPRK to act with further impunity.
Deputy U.S. UN Ambassador Robert Wood says Russia's looking to silence independent investigations of North Korean activities. Moscow's ambassador says the West is trying to strangle Pyongyang, and the sanctions are becoming both irrelevant and detached from reality. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Vladimir Putin's dismissing the possibility of his country launching an attack on a NATO member. Visiting a Russian airbase, he called it sheer nonsense, but warned any Western airbase hosting U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets slated for deployment in Ukraine would be a legitimate target. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a more than $10 billion fraud that brought down the cryptocurrency trading platform. Massive barges carrying cranes are heading for Baltimore to clear the shipping lane now blocked by the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Divers recovered the bodies of two men yesterday, but the debris is making it too dangerous right now to search for the other four. Maryland Governor Wes Moore in sound from WMAR.
We are thinking about the families of Dolian Castillo Cabrera and Maynor Suazo Sandoval, who were recovered and identified yesterday. We pray for the family and the families of all of the victims.
This is AP News. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich has spent nearly a full year in a Russian prison on espionage charges. Karen Shamas on his ordeal.
Guards take the American journalist from the notorious Lefortovo prison in a van for the short drive to the courthouse. The proceedings are always closed. His appeals are always rejected. And his time behind bars is always extended. Then it's back to Lefortovo. His friend, Guardian reporter Pyotr Sauer, told the AP that Gerskovich is staying strong.
He remains hopeful for his release. He's not broken, neither physically or mentally. He's in good spirits.
His mother, Ella Milman, says she's proud of how her son is handling the situation.
He's standing there smiling, defiant. Head is up high.
Gerskovich was arrested on espionage charges a year ago while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.